From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to the largest Sikh population in the United States, a religious minority in India, many with strong ties and loved ones back in their ancestral homeland in the Punjab region, which borders Pakistan. In recent years, this diaspora has become the target of violence and threats. According to the FBI and local law enforcement, gangs based in India have long had a presence in California, shaking down Sikh immigrants for money, threatening to harm businesses and loved ones both in the U.S. or back in India. And investigating this international criminal network has led to some recent arrests. Gagandeep Singh is an investigative journalist based in Sacramento with in-depth reporting on migration and the South Asian diaspora in the Americas. His latest piece was published in Cal Matters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state. And he joins us now. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Vicky, for giving me an opportunity again. And it's a pleasure to be on your show once again.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your reporting. I think a lot of people didn't even realize this was happening. When did you start looking into this?
Yeah, you know, I have been covering organized crime back home in India and in Canada. There was an absence of a comprehensive reporting on this topic, especially from California. And there has been a lot of, instances occurred in California. Many of them got reported, or a large sum of remain unreported. So I thought to write a comprehensive report from the ground from California. It's been I started working in March. So then I discussed it with my editor in Cal Matters. Then he commissioned me a story. So eventually we came up with this investigation.
Yeah, there are 250,000 Sikhs that live here in California. It's the largest population of the Sikh diaspora. Was it difficult getting people to talk about this?
Yes. So it's an uphill task to convince folks to speak on the record and even the off the record. I know that it took me over a month to convince a person to give me just a single quote on this matter to a victim who has received extortion demand of an extortion of over $1 million. And he was so traumatized. The people, actually the victims, have ties in India and they don't want to mess with any gangster, which may lead to some unwanted instances to his family, his property or his relatives in India. So to make someone talk on this issue, it's really an uphill task, but I really thankful to my subjects, especially who spoke with me on the records on this topic, a result of which I am able to deliver this investigation.
Wow, so that individual received an extortion of threat of $1 million, has yes. Family members not only here in California, yes. But back in India as well. Just kind of walk us through, how does this happen? Do they just essentially receive a call? I mean, yeah, help us visualize how this takes place.
I'll start it with this. These are, I would say, over nearly a dozen of these gangs. Initially started with 3-4, then got split into multiple gangs. They have their rivalries as well as. The Indian population and the Sikh population, which has a strong ties with India, and they have to travel to India almost every year. Most of them do visit their ancestral homes. So they become an easy target. These gang members, the method is straightforward. A gang member calls a victim here in the US, demands some money. If he refuses to give the money, they shoot out at his property in India, or they threaten them there here in the US. So they don't want to, constraint or don't want to drag into this entire mess which has been created by these gangsters. I'm going to take you to Canada. There's a city in British Columbia called Surrey. The situation is that the mayor of Surrey has, urged the government to impose an emergency there, because every day there was shootings occurring on the homes of Sikh population. who refuses to give the extortion money, like the amount, like even the authorities in India, here in US, like they begins the extortion demand begins with the $5,000 to $7,000, which like they think that this amount gonna, if they pay this, we pay this amount, so we'll be spared. But eventually the gangsters are coming back to the victims with the another demanding, with another demand of extortion. Mm-hmm. So the situation is really scary. And importantly, as the even the law enforcement agencies in Fresno, in Sacramento, and in San Joaquin County has admitted that this is a most underreported crime.
Underreported, yeah, because I would imagine people are afraid to come forward and and tell law enforcement when these criminal networks are in another country. Yeah. They're in India. How many incidents have been connected to the Central Valley? Were you able to get kind of an idea of that?
Yes. So, you know, when I reach out to various law enforcement agencies and even the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they don't have a compiled data. But like you can imagine that San Joaquin County receiving two complaints per month from last year or two, according to the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office, of the extortion. And the Fresno County Sheriff's Office said that this crime is more than what it has been reported. So the magnitude is quite high, but again, because since it's a underreported crime, so they don't have a comprehensive data to judge the magnitude of this crime. So that's a major hindrance to dismantle these networks.
I mean, in your reporting, you report that there are at least two homicides in California connected to these criminal networks targeting members of the Indian diaspora. So that would also mean that these criminal networks, although they're based in India, they also live here in the Central Valley in California.
Absolutely. That was one of shocking aspects. And like there were two homicides. One is in Stockton, I think in December 2024, of the suspected gang member named Sunil Yadav. And another one is in Fresno. The gang member who was killed was Banwari, Gudara Banwari. And another suspected gang member got injured in that shooting. So at that time it was largely on the social media the rival gang took a responsibility of these shootings, but in January, and it left me a shock then when these gang members who killed these two who are suspected in these two homicides fled from US, and they were caught in India. When the Indian authorities announced their arrest and they came there, they announced that they were involved in two homicides in California. Like, that makes me shake my hand. Like, tomorrow anyone can do such homicides and fled from the US. And this is quite a serious issue which we need to investigate.
Mm. And it's not only local law enforcement, the FBI is involved as well, correct?
Yes. So it's, I think, FBI in 2024 first time came up with a public announcement that in which they underlined as which we talked earlier, that there was a lot of extortion calls they have noticed, and they urge the community to come forward with the complaints and report to the local authorities or to FBI. FBI has been also tracking this issue, and they are well aware of the magnitudes, according to their they have recently filed an indictment also in one of a suspected gang member who was threatening a victim in Canada, who was further cooperating with the law enforcement agencies in India. So this overall, transnational criminal networks are widespread, and they have been extorting millions, according to an estimate by the overall law enforcement agencies in India and Canada and US.
And in your reporting, I mean, you lead with this right off the top. I mean, it's impacting other parts of life here in California that one wouldn't think about. At the Kabaddi Cup last year in Stockton, we actually did a segment on the Kabaddi Cup. It's growing in popularity. It is an ancient Indian sport that is growing, I think, largely because we have a very large Sikh population in the state. And athletes there actually dropped out of the cup last year in Stockton because of this. Explain what happened.
It's happening from last 3-4 years, and I'm glad that they come up with it's a kind of a first admission that this is actually happening. So it started like when the first homicide occurred in India in 2022 March, when a British national who was a kabaddi player was killed by the gang members. So that he was his name was Sandeep Singh, and then it got a widespread. These gangs wanted to their dominance on this multi-million dollar sporting game kabaddi as an ancient Indian game. Now they have been trying to dominate to the outcome of each and every tournament. They just want that we would decide which player gonna play on which tournament. Like if the gang member doesn't like this sponsor or a event organizer, then they ask the players not to play there.
So they want to control the outcome.
Absolutely. So they just want that each and every, they just want to, like, every step should be taken with their prior permissions. And they, importantly, they were sitting in the prisons in India. From there, they have been controlling the entire criminal networks across the, you know, various continents.
How are they able to operate in prison? You mentioned that there are gang leaders that are in prison in India.
Yes.
And they're able to still call people and here in California.
As we know that there are several loopholes in Indian law enforcement system as well as the prison system. So it's not a new phenomena in India. These phones and other networks are easily available in the prisons. And even this gang member who is a leader of Bishnoi gang, his name is Lawrence Bishnoi. And he has even did two live interviews from the prison cell to a national media, which was eventually when there is a higher court took notice of that interviews and launched the investigation. Then the fact came forward that he has done those interviews in connivance with the police officials. Mm-hmm. And then the further subsequent investigation is underway. So it's not a you know, it's a quite easy thing for a gangster who is in India to access a phone and then threaten the victims, and due to some connivance with the jail officials. So that is how they have been running their entire networks.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with investigative journalist Gagandeep Singh about his reporting on how gangs based in India are terrorizing the Sikh community in California's Central Valley. Okay, so you mentioned that law enforcement here in California, they believe this is one of the most underreported crimes. Victims are afraid to come forward. The San Joaquin Sheriff's Office says it receives more than 2 extortion-related cases per month over the last couple of years. And then you just laid out there are loopholes in India. You know, people who are incarcerated there, either leaders of these gangs or connected, are still able to continue yep. these operations. I guess, how does that affect the response here from local, state, and federal agencies trying to curb this?
I think when I was investigating this story, the major issue is of the jurisdictional problems. Like the San Joaquin County, even, FBI, and they can only investigate, the local enforcement agencies can only investigate the crime here in Central Valley.
Right.
Like San Joaquin County Sheriff can investigate the crime in San Joaquin County and Fresno County. So they don't have power to investigate a crime which originated from India.
Or even in that example you gave, Canada.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It had a connection to the Central Valley,
yes.
But it was in Canada.
Yes,
so,
that is what I'm coming from. Like here, but even the cooperation, doesn't, like in Canada and American law enforcement, they have a great cooperation. That cooperation doesn't, reflect in terms of with the Indian authorities because of some jurisdictional challenges and some other reasons. So then this thing, there was a accused here in Fresno and who was living in Fresno and Stockton. He was threatening to kill a person, a victim who is in Canada. So then RCMP alerted FBI. Then FBI launched the investigation, eventually led to the indictment in this case. But that response is, we don't see when it comes to the India. Like we hardly see any indictments, and it is happening either way also. Like I would like to mention one modus operandi, that on one side the gangsters in India. They are threatening the victims here in the US. And their gang members in the US, they have been threatening the victims in India. The businessman, the liquor shop owners, the other, you know, doctors also. The main motive of these gangs to extort maximum money, to terrorize the local communities so that they can remain in the fear of these gangs.
Gagandeep Singh is a Sacramento-based investigative journalist. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity again.
We've been talking about his latest piece, which is published in Cal Matters, about how gangs and criminal networks based in India are threatening Sikh communities in the Central Valley. Up next, we are continuing our conversations with the 9 candidates for governor. Today, we'll hear from Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles and assembly speaker. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.